picks?
So we are. We need picks. So hello everybody, we're here at Guitar Center, and we are going to be getting some stuff for. Definitely.
It takes a long time. You can play them down to the nub, and they just don't break. They never break. They never snap.
I like that idea.
Nice. So when you're sweating, you don't get so bad.
Nice.
Okay.
Very nice.
Sean, do you want to sit down?
There's a chair right here.
Oh, okay. There is a little Yamaha F. SG something.
It's a stool.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Okay.
Could you tip me so?
Alrighty.
Yeah, I'm glad you came down. You know, we do a lot of these promotions and things like that, and it's sometimes it's all for different products usually, and you can cross a really good deal.
Daddy, I want to look at a. I want to look at an acoustic guitar or something. Bubby.
Yeah.
I want to look at an acoustic. You know that, right?
Right. Man, have you shopped here with us before?
It's been quite a while.
Okay. Stunts. Good, you need to go get your amp on wire.
Okay.
I'll be right back, guys.
Probably.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to give you two possibilities.
Okay. We'll shoot with the first one.
Our current one is...
All right. So, hold on.
646-3268.
Yeah. Yep, so everybody's going to get set up here.
So you just want to get the guitar set up?
Oh!
It's just through the department.
Oh, okay.
So you can swipe away there, Todd, and then they'll get you all set up on the travel.
So.
When it comes to guitar.
I don't know
anything. Yay.
Last 4 digits on that. Got the card real quick. Let me take
it away. Oh, crap.
Receipts in there as well. Please give me a 212, please. Josh, yeah.
So come on back anytime, talk guitars, whatever, hang out.
Cool.
That's kind of what we do around here.
Nice.
Yep.
Sounds fun.
Sean looking at those guitars, would I go...
I'm actually in the accessory department, and when I'm here, I'm not exactly allowed to go sell you guitars, which kind of is a bummer, but I can direct you guys in that way if you'd like.
Awesome.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Nice way, guys.
Fevin.
Grab onto your arm.
Okay, no problem at all.
Sean.
Watch out for this amp here.
Okay.
Yeah. And now, which guitar are we looking at? Travel guitar?
Either like a small body folk guitar or a travel guitar. Just because, you know, the big old huge ones, I'm pretty short.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, it's just a little big for you.
Just a little.
Okay.
All right. I've noticed that before.
Hey, Mr. Barrett.
One of my friends out here, he's looking to find it for a smaller size acoustic guitar.
Not something to
this
do
is
or jumbo.
Fun.
Or in the travel guitar or something like that. And he just needed your help getting over there and probably sure.
Sure.
There was a Yamaha FSG 760 or something.
Oh, yeah. That's a
7.
Step to the right there. You got a couple music fans there.
That's fun.
pretty soon, and you take a little dog to the left. How you guys' days going so far?
Going okay.
Yeah.
Staying cool, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for on my way home.
Oh, yeah.
Doing some of the locking.
Going through a door here, so I'm going to open I'll open both here. There we go. Got it?
Uh-huh.
There we go. I'll hold that open. All right. This is the acoustic room. Nice and cool.
Yeah, it is.
The bench right in front of you here, if you guys want to have a seat.
Sean, if you want to, this place on my left here.
Oh, okay.
No, over here.
On your left.
There he's got it. There's an acoustic bass hanging behind you, so watch out for that. Otherwise, you get to go. All
right.
So which one in particular were you looking for?
There was a small Yamaha one that was a folk guitar, and I can't remember the exact FS.
Okay.
Something.
Okay. Yeah. Let me see if I can find that.
Yeah, but I think that one was $99.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah. good, though.
You know what? You're trying to get back in.
Yeah. Hold on.
You're doing
see.
Fine.
Pause recording. 4 minutes and 48 seconds. Pause recording. And why don't you give this one a feel?
All
this
right.
This is one of my favorites. Yes. FS700S.
Oh, okay.
See if this.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
It's not jumbo or anything like that. It's just a standard body size. And as far as like a concert body, I've not seen any Yamaha's stock with a concert body. But this is Dreadnought, that's kind of the standard size. If that feels alright, I mean, it's full scale.
What is the difference between the concert body and the Dreadnought?
Dreadnought's just the standard, like, when everybody thinks of a guitar, that's the size they think of. In a concert, it's just a little bit smaller.
This is nice. We don't necessarily have to stay with Yamaha, but this is really good. I like it, too. Do you want to play it, Foggy?
Yeah, I'd like to.
He's a better player here.
Hold on. Let me set this phone down.
Okay.
Ooh.
Here, grab one to him.
Do you use a pick?
Most of the time, no.
Okay.
He's the better player.
Nice action.
Yeah.
Oh. It has good sound.
It's not bad. I really like this one. And for being only about $199, that is really good guitar. I like Yamaha's. They play like higher end, but they're not blistered as that. You know, they don't cost nearly as much as they could.
Yeah.
So that's why I like this one in particular. It's probably the best value for $200 I can think of.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm out of that group. But that is cool.
That's not bad. Now, does the body size feel okay, or were you sure looking for something else?
Sean, how about...
I think it'll work. Okay. Yeah, at least it's not as big as the one I had before.
Okay.
Do you like the tone quality of that?
Yes, okay. I do.
They have a lot of low end, which is something that a lot of, you know, intro level guitars don't have. This, I wouldn't say, is really an entry level. It's a step up from that for sure.
I had a guitar and somebody broke it at the head.
Oh, really?
At an angle, and it wasn't fixable, and they didn't offer to pay for it or anything.
Really?
So I paid $600 for it.
Oh, man.
This one sounds every bit as good as the other one.
Do you remember what it was?
I believe it was a Guild.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. I thought it was a Gibson all this time, and I think that somebody accidentally switched guitars on me, so I ended up with their Guild.
Oh, wow.
They're lost, not mine.
Yeah, no kidding.
This does have a nice sound to it.
Yeah, they're really good, huh? I think they're, some of my favorites, under 500 even, so.
So we may have to finance it, thoughtfully, but other than that, I think, what do you think,
Todd? It's got nice sound, that's for sure.
Now, did you guys have a color preference at all? There's the standard, cedar top, and then there's this is the Sienna verse, so it's a little darker with lighter in the middle.
Yeah.
It's not black at all, but it's a darker brown, so.
Yeah, probably not black. That kind of, that would be, different.
Yeah.
So this is a brown?
Yeah, it's a darker brown, yeah.
Okay.
With kind of a honey color on the inside, so.
That sounds kind of cool.
Yeah.
And,
I dig it. It's not going to look like every other guitar out there.
Oh, cool. Well, then that's kind of what we want is, for it to be an individual. Hey.
What you guys looking
at? Well, we found a guitar for $199, but, so.